Well, good morning again. It's good to be with you today.
我们很高兴到这里来今天。
As we were singing that the chorus that from Psalm 27, I was just reflecting on that as it relates to again some personal things that even with my own family as we long and look forward to being with the Lord.
当我们唱诗篇73篇所出你以外，我们想到我们在我们家里面，好，很常常去想到我们愿意真的是愿意跟神在一起，除了在天上没有神，我们什么都没有。Last
week, my mother said to me on it was on Friday when I visited with her, and I've talked to you about her before, being 94 years of age. She said, "Well, today's going to be the last day that we're going to be together."
我上个礼拜五我去看我妈妈，我告诉你我妈妈已经94岁了。然后妈妈说，她说今天是我们大家在一起的最后一天，我能跟你们在一起。And
I said, "Well, Mom, I'll be happy if the Lord returns, but I don't have any indication that that's going to happen right away."
她说妈妈，我真高兴啊，但是耶稣基督快要来了，但是好像耶稣基督来的那个印这个。 印证都还没有到呢，但是我非常高兴，像你真正像你所说的。But
it's really at the heart of her life. She wishes that she could be with the Lord.
所以实在是在她的心里，在我妈妈心里，实际上她真的觉得跟神在一起是好的无比。That
whole Psalm, Psalm 27, talks about being in the presence of the Lord and how important that is.
所以这里所有的73篇，诗篇73篇，就是说，真的是跟神在一起，是在天上我无所恋，在天上只有他，在地上别无所恋。But
we know that our days are numbered and that God knows exactly what He has in plan for all of us.
我们都知道我们的日子是在主的手里面，神知道我们将来在如何。
I don't know, the other day I was reading an interesting story that has to do with the TSA agents that are at the airport.
我前几天我在看报纸是那个机场上的TSA那个检查你行李那个所有的一切的那个组织。
If you've traveled recently, you know you get dressed up to go to the airport to undress.
所以假如你在这个最近在旅行坐飞机的话，你知道你穿得好好的到了机场，然后他就叫你脱下来。Take
off your belt, take off your shoes, take off all your jewelry, anything in your pockets, make sure that they don't find anything that would cause a problem.
把你的皮带拿下来，把你的鞋子拿下来，把你的首饰这个做，任何是在你口袋里，任何东西能够，它的只要这个，它那个里面的仪器检查到的时候，通通要拿出来。
Now, I don't know about you, but on several occasions, I've forgotten and I've put my little fingernail clipper in my pocket and they take that away from you.
他说我不晓得你怎么样，常常我就是把我的这脚趾甲、刀子还有其他什么东西拿掉，没有拿掉。结果你假如经过他，他一定把你拿掉，放在那里，就跟他讲再见了。
I was reading the story about this lady that was going to fly to Orlando, Florida.
从我念那个一个故事，从有一个女士从要到这个佛罗里达奥兰多去。
She packed her suitcase, went to the airport, and it went through the TSA inspection, and she landed in Orlando and was unpacking her suitcase.
她就把她所有东西加起来，把她旅行箱都去了，所有的东西来，然后经过这个，经过那个TSA，就是国内那个检查，然后她到了Orlando，把她这个旅行袋打开。
And much to her surprise, when she opened the suitcase, her cat came out of the suitcase.
她惊讶了半天，一看到那里，一看一打开说，一个猫，她家的猫从里面跳出来。While
she was packing, the cat snuck into the suitcase, and the TSA certainly missed that one.
所以她把她装她那个箱子旅行包的时候，那猫跳进去，但是 TSA 检查了半天，居然猫没有看见。
So very interesting that they might find a fingernail file or a nail clipper, but they didn't find her cat.
所以这个很厉害，他把你的指甲刀，把你这个磨光你指甲都可以看见，但是一只猫他们都没有。By
the way, the cat is doing fine.
那个猫在奥兰多这是很高兴。What color is the cat?
I have no idea about that.
这个猫什么颜色？他说他不知道什么颜色。
So anyhow, You know, it's interesting how things happen to us, and those are interesting stories that do bring to our hearts a little bit of laughter.
Yeah, 这个故事让我们笑笑，这个实在是在我们人生现在天天发生的很多事情可以使我们值得一笑的事情。
My message this morning is from the book of 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 16.
我今天的要讲到的信息是从讲到列王记上17章1到16节。
Brother Ron, if we haven't read that passage, would you have the people read it with you?
庄弟兄，你们愿不愿意跟大家一起来念这个列王记上十七章从第一节念到十六节，我们找到了人请举手。列王记上第十七章找到了吗？找到了请举手。还没有找到。好，列王记上十七章第一节到第十六节。好，都找到了吧？那我们来开始一起念。第一节开始，列王记上十七章第一节。基列寄居的提斯比人以利亚被亚他说，我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露不下雨。耶和华的话临到以利亚说，你离开这里往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁，你要喝那溪里的水，我以吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。于是以利亚照着耶和华的话往在约旦河东的基利西旁，乌鸦早晚给他叼饼和肉来，他也喝那溪里的水。过了些日子，溪水干了，因为没有下在地上。耶和华的话领导他说，你起身往西顿的撒勒法去，住在那里，我已吩咐那里一个寡妇供养你。以利亚就起身往撒勒法去，到了城门，见了一个寡妇在那里捡柴。以利亚呼叫他说，求你用器皿取点水来给我喝。他去取水的时候，以利亚又呼叫他说，我也求你拿点饼来给我。他说，我指着永生耶和华你的神起誓，我没有饼，台内只有一把面，井里只有一点油，我现在找两根柴回家，要我和我的儿子做饼，我们吃了死就死吧。以利亚对他说，不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去做吧，只要先为我做一个小饼拿来给我，然后为你和你的儿子做饼，因为耶和华以色列神如此说，坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油也不短缺，直到耶和华使雨降在地上的日子。妇人就照着以利亚的话去行，他和他家中的人并以利亚奢侈的日子，坛内的面果不减少，瓶里的油也不缺短，正如耶和华记以利亚所说的话。
Elijah knew how to knew from experience how to handle drought.
这个以利亚，他知道从他的经验中怎么样子经过这个旱灾、干旱的时期。
Let me just take a minute with you to summarize again and look back at what you just read from these scriptures.
让我来做一个简单的摘要，关于刚刚我们所念的这一段经文。
God instructed Elijah to tell the people that there was going to be a drought and that there was not going to be a drop of rain unless he gave that command.
这个神给以利亚说，这要有干旱，干季要来了，而且除非以利亚在祷告的话，将来就是一滴雨都不会下在这个地上。
I find it very interesting that having given that instruction to the people, God then said to Elijah, get out of here and get out fast.
所以当耶和华神给以利亚讲了这话，然后告诉他赶快离开这里，你赶快赶快赶快。
Elijah obeyed God's orders.
以利亚就照着话去行了。
And the scripture tells us that he fled and hid away.
然后他就逃掉了。赶快就是躲起来。
And just as God promised, the ravens came and provided him the food for breakfast, for lunch, and the brook gave him the water to drink.
所以就像圣经上说的，这个乌鸦早上也来，中饭也来，给他这个东西吃，他也吃那个溪里面的水。
Eventually, though, the brook dried up because there had been no rain.
不久，这过了些日子，溪水就干了，因为雨没有下在地上。
And God instructed Elijah to move to another location.
然后耶和华的话就临到他，对他说：“你赶快走到另外一个地方去。”
As you saw in the scripture passage, God prepared a woman who was going to take care of his needs.
So, 那个时候神就准备了一个寡妇来供养他，照顾他的生活需用。
In a sense, God made a reservation with this woman for Elijah to have a place to go to.
所以，其实是神把这个寡妇已经预备好了，要供养以利亚。
Now, the scripture does not tell us that the woman was a believer. It just simply indicates that Elijah was to go to this place and he would find this woman and her son.
圣经上并没有跟我们讲说这个寡妇是那么样子一个信神的人，但是只是告诉他说叫以利亚到他那里去。
I find it interesting that when he arrived, he greets her and then he asks her for some a biscuit and some water.
然后我觉得是很有趣的，这个以利亚就去了，到那里去就碰到他，就给他打了招呼，就跟他说：“你给我去取一点水来。”然后跟他说：“你去拿点饼给我。”
She simply responds out of her honesty that she has nothing to really give him.
他就跟他说：“对不起啊，我实在没有多少东西可以供养你，没有，实在我没有东西了。”
As a matter of fact, she says, "I'm on my way out to find some sticks in which to build a fire to cook the last bit of flour and take some oil from a bottle that I have, which would be the last meal that my son and I would eat."
她说，我跟你说老实话，我现在什么东西只有一点点这个东西了，我现在去就找两根柴回家要为我和我的儿子做饼，我们吃了，然后就在那里坐着等死。
Yet Elijah continues on in the course and he says to her, "Go and prepare, do what you were doing, but prepare and bring me the biscuit and something to drink."
然后这个以利亚就对他说，不要怕，你可以照你刚刚说想去做，但是要做的之前你先给我做一个小饼拿来给我吃，也为我拿点水来。
The passage of scripture said that Elijah said to the woman, "Don't worry, everything will work out."
因为这个以利亚跟这个寡妇说，不要怕，所有的事情都在神手里会过去的。
And it's interesting that God was faithful to provide not only for Elijah's need at that point, but from that point on, God provided for the woman and her son and Elijah as well.
因为神是信实的，这里是告诉我们说，神的信实不单单是照顾了以利亚，也更多的照顾了这寡妇和他的儿子，不是只单单的最后一顿吃完了死就死了。
God's promise was fulfilled to the very letter of what he had promised.
所以这个神每一个字一字一句的都通通的应许都实现了。
Exactly as God had promised Elijah, God delivered for Elijah and this woman and her son.
所以这个神对以利亚所应许的他完全做到了，非但给以利亚所做到了，而且给寡妇和寡妇的儿子也做到了。
This morning the heart of what I want to express to you is that God provides for us even in the midst of our drought as well.
所以今天我跟你们弟兄姐妹要分享的这个中心就是说，神一定是会为我们准备的，虽然在干旱之时
The drought that we're facing may not be just financial, but it may be a drought of faith as well.
这个干旱不单单是说我们是在钱财上的干旱，而且在我们信心上的干旱的季节，神也会照顾。
In the next few minutes, I want to talk about five characteristics of drought.
现在我告诉你这个，旱灾来的时候有五个要点。
And I want to conclude with what to do when we are experiencing drought.
然后我会在结论说我们应该怎么做，要经过这一切。当我们经过这一些干季。
First of all, the first characteristic of drought is diminished resources.
是因为我们的所有的资源都慢慢慢慢减少了。
There's probably not a week that goes by in the life of the church and the people that I deal with where I do not hear about people who are living with diminished resources.
在我的教会中间，在基督徒中间，没有一个礼拜我不碰到所有的这些我们的朋友们都告诉我说，我们的资源是慢慢慢慢慢慢在减少了。
People who will share with me their need that they are taking and spreading the peanut butter twice as far as they would on any other occasion because of their own financial pressures.
因为人给我分享说，他们把这个花生酱涂在面包上，涂的就是一点的花生酱，就涂在很长的面包上，就表示说他们的资源已经是不够了。
We are stretched financially as well as in our personal faith.
我们把我们经过是把所有的东西都在那拉长，不管是我们的财务上，或者是我们一切生活其他的需用。
I confess to you this morning.That probably in most areas of my own life, I can trust God and believe by faith that He will provide and that He's in control of everything. But there's one area that I confess to you this morning that I struggle with, and that is the area that I'm not confident of my faith in God's taking care of my financial needs.
我告诉你，我今天愿意向你，向天主这样的告诫，或者是我愿意讲老实话。我常常在对说神对我所有的在财务上的允许，我实在是有的时候就是不太能够相信他的允许。
Well, you are invited to the lunch. Stay for lunch.
Thank you.
啊，牧师啊，你可以跟我们一起来吃中饭吧？我们绝对这一顿没有问题。
Simply what I'm trying to say here, and thank you.
谢谢。
Is the fact that oftentimes we can trust God for every other phase of our life, our health, our home, where we live, what we do, how we work. But when it comes to trusting God for our financial needs, oftentimes we lack faith in this area.
我们把我们的健康、家庭这一切的我们的工作，我们所有的事情都可以去相信、去仰赖神，但是常常我们就不敢把我们的经济、我们的这个家庭的这个钱财，也完全是靠的相信神会供给我们。
The first characteristic then that I note that's common to Christians is that, that when we're going through drought, we have diminished resources.
当我们经过在这个干旱之中，我们晓得说，我们所有的资源都是慢慢慢慢就是减少了。
The second area characteristics of droughts in our lives as Christians is damaged confidence.
然后这个旱灾来的时候，就是会把我们这个对这个自己的这个信心就完全就给破坏掉了。
Maybe you've said it at some point, as others have. There seems to be no end to this.
而且你会觉得还有像他其他弟兄也会觉得这个干旱这个短少是好像说是经过的太长太长没有看见有解决的方法。
Maybe you've even cried out to God and said to him, when is this all going to end?
常常你会向神呼救说，神啊，什么时候这才很完呢？
The third characteristicthat I often find in the life of the church is doubtful future.
然后在我们这个教会的生活中间，我们常常就会为我们将来的事情有疑惑。
I don't know about you, but I've run into a lot of people that oftentimes will say, well, I'm doing fine under the circumstances, but I'm not sure when the circumstances are going to end.
常常我不晓得你有没有碰到这些在教会的人，常常人家说，哦，我现在目前还可以勉强过去，但是我不知道这个勉强过去要将来过去以后这个情形变得怎么样子。
They hopeful that they can just make it through another day, another week, or another month.
我觉得我们再过一天还可以，再过一个月还可以，再过一个礼拜可以，再过一个月还可以，但是过了这日子过了以后，我该怎么办？我实在是不知道。
The fourth characteristic that I find during a season of drought often is deficit living.
在这个啊、第四个啊、常常这个特点是说，就是我们会在这个我们会过着这个欠债的生活。
Things are worse when the capacity of our resources is depleted.
当这些我们的资源，所以慢慢减少和慢慢干旱的时候，然后我们这情况就变得更恶劣。
And the fifth thing that I find is a characteristic that often happens in the life of people's lives is a desert mentality.
在第五点中间，就是在我们在啊一般人的心观中，就是说有这种啊沙漠的这种啊感觉。
They think only of survival.
这个唯一能够啊存活的。
That's exactly how the woman in the scripture that we just read was thinking.
这就是我们刚刚看到的寡妇她怎么想的，这是唯一一个存活只能一点点的时候。
In our passage of scripture, everything seemed to be gone.All of the resources, all of the flour in the jar was about gone, and all of the oil, and she was going to cook the last meal before her and her son would die.
这个寡妇
the woman has a mental problem.
这个寡妇她在这个面对这些时候，她当这个资源万万没有了，然后她的那个坛内的面也只有一点点的，那个瓶里的油也不这个也就快要没有了。这个结果，我们的下面的这个听众就说，他说这个寡妇并没有心理问题。
Elijah
他说他是有心理问题。
Elijah encounters her at her lowest point.In her life, in her thoughts.
所以这个以利亚就跟说，在这寡妇就像我们观众听众说，在有心理问题，不管怎么样子说，她这个时候虽然在你这个快要到绝望的时候，以利亚跟她说
，I believe all around us, and I have experienced this. People are all around us are living in the same type of fear.And the doubt that this lady lived in that we saw in this passage of scripture.
今天在这个世界上，我们看到有很多人都是生活在这个寡妇这种心态中间。
But I find it very interesting that she was willing to believe Elijah and to follow the instructions that he gave her.
虽然是这样子，这个寡妇她仍然相信以利亚对她所说的话，虽然在这种短缺的、无绝望的边缘。
What were those instructions?
So
there's about five of them.
然后他愿意照着以利亚吩咐他的事情去做。
First of all,
首先
Elijah said, "Embrace God's sovereignty."
他说就说你要相信神的主权在掌权。
Or take God at His word. That's simply what he said to her.
你要相信神是只要照着神的话去做。
Elijah knew that the times and the situation were simply seasons that come from the Lord.
这个他知道，这个寡妇还有现在这些情形，只是神所命定的一个时期。
It was part of God's plan.
这是神的计划中间。
It was the fact that God is in control in everything that is happening to us.And intends to use it for our good.
这一切中的神是在这主权，在掌权，在一切之上，而且叫我们经过这一切都是为我们得到好处。
What he simply wants to do is help us to grow our faith.
这个为的是使我们的信心上得以长进。
He wants us to appreciate all that we have and realize it comes from Him.
他要我们知道说，不管这个情况怎么样，我们只有一点点，这一点点也是从神那里来的。
He wants to teach us to cling less to the things of the world and more to the things of heaven.
他需要我们看到说，不要每天就是说，存在说我们在世界上拥有多少东西，我们要一直想到说我们在天上拥有什么，就像我们刚刚唱的诗歌一样。
In the passage of scripture, we see this woman simply was willing to listen to the prophet Elijah as he proclaimed what she should do.
那个就像这个寡妇就完完全全照了这个先知以利亚告诉她应当所做的。
And I believe God's word demonstrates to us that when we take God at His word, He is faithful to give us what we need.
所以我们只要相信神，抓住神的应许，神是信实的，他会把他所给我们的应许统统实现出来。
I see a second lesson that I learned from this passage of scripture during the times of drought.
第二个功课我们在学到，当我们经过这个干旱之灾的时候。
We need to enlist people of faith to be a part of us.
我们愿意把跟着所有这些有信心、仰望这个信心的人，大家集合在一起。
We need each other.
我们彼此都互相需要。
And in times of drought, the encouragement that comes from one another, it may be a personal word, it may be a word of comfort. It might even be giving something to one another that makes the difference.
我们经过这个干旱之际的时候，我们要彼此互相鼓励，彼此用言语上的鼓励，甚至于彼此上当来分享我们所有的仅仅那一切，来使神的信实彰显出来。
Oftentimes, the things that we go through in life reveal our faith or our lack of faith.
所以在我们的生命中间，尤其在干旱之际的时候，常常我们的所行的是表现出来，我们到底是有信心呢，还是我们是过的一个没有信心的生活？
In being honest with you this morning by saying that I have no problem trusting God for my health, for my home, for my family, and the things that I do.But the one area that I struggle in being able to totally give over to God.
Okay, 现在说我没有刚刚说我老实的跟你讲，我相信神会对于我的家庭，对于我的健康，对于我一切的这些事情。但是，当关于到说关于说我们的整个的这种经济上的问题，我就不晓得要怎么样子去跟随神的带领。
And that simply may be because in all of my experiences of life, every time that there's been a need financially, I have found a way to make it happen.
所以这可能是每次都是当说在我生命中那个时候在我这个在钱财上这个需要的时候，我就找到的方法去解决了。
But what I've learned from this passage of scripture is that God wants to increase my faith even in that area.
所以但是我从今天这一节经文的看的时候，就是在我的钱财上面，我应该是仰望神来带领的检查，完全相信神的带领。
What God is simply saying to us from this passage is, trust me.
神整个就讲说，相信我。
Faith is the believing the word of God.
信心是相信神的话语。
And acting upon it.
而且要行出来。
No matter how I feel,
不管我们怎么感觉，
because God has promised to care for me.
神已经允许了，他会照顾我们。
He has promised to bring a good result.
他会已经允许我们有好的结果给我们。
Jeremiah said that God has a plan for our lives.
这个耶利米先知说，神在我们身上有一个计划。
It's a plan of good, it is not a plan of calamity.
神对我们的计划是要赐福给我们，不是带来给我们灾难。
So my first point is, embrace God.
所以我第一点是说，一定是要拥抱着神的话语。
Trust God.
相信神。
My second is enlist other people to be encouragement.
第二点，我们要把其他人通通招来，我们来彼此鼓励。
During our times of drought.
尤其在我们在经过这个干旱的季节的时候。
The third is to do exactly what that woman in the passage did.
第三点是要我们要做完完全全照着寡妇所照的先知以利亚告诉他从神来的话语的允许去做
endorse God's messenger
然后我们要说做神的、他带来给我们信息的使者的话语
another way to say it is get on board with God's messenger
所以我们只要说我们要跟神带来使者的时候要跟他一起走
The fourth thing that I find from this passage
第四点在这段经文里面告诉我们
is to express your commitment
是要把你自己你对神的、回应要完全要做出来
The woman expressed her commitment that she would follow the instructions that Elijah gave her
神、这个寡妇她完全照了神交代这个先知给他所做的，他有一个这个所有的应许。
She expressed that she would trust God.
他表现出来，他是完完全全的相信神。
And the last thing to learn from this passage of this scripture is
最后一点从这一段经文里面告诉我们
expand your faith.
要把我们的信心更增大。
It's one of the best ways, surely, that God will teach us His purpose when we say, God, by faith, I will follow your instructions.
所以这是清清楚楚，当我们跟神说，我们相信主，我们有信心跟随主，这样子，所以我们那个才能够经过这一切。
Brother,
I have a joke.
等一下。
There's an email in the, it's circulated in Chinese internet, and then there's a guy who fell off from Grand Canyon, and then he's almost reached the ground.
他从 internet, 他从 internet 上看到，他说有一个lady, 他从那个 Grand Canyon
是一个人
从这个 Grand Canyon 从那悬崖上掉到那个下面。
对，然后那个他离地上he's only maybe 1 inch close to the ground, and then he heard God's voice, and then the God said, "If you believe in me, drop. If you don't believe me, you make your own choice."
他说那个人说，就他当他快掉到这个地上的一英寸的时候，就听见神说，你相信我的时候，你让他掉下来；你不相信我，你自己管自己吧。
It is very true that God gives us a choice in decisions. He gives us a free will.
所以神这是完全对的。神给我们常常给我们有自由意志去选择。
I simply say to you this morning, again, from the words of this passage of Scripture, what God wants to teach us is to increase our faith.
所以我简单的跟你讲，总共讲起来就是说，在整个这一段的经文，就是说神要。叫我们增加我们对神话语的信心。
Regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the situation, is to trust Him that He will be faithful.
不管这个环境怎么样子险恶，我们要完完全全相信神会带领我们过这一切。
We emerge as a greater Christian when we trust Him by faith.
当我们完完全全相信神的话，我们在基督徒里面就慢慢会增加我们的基督徒的身量。
There's a song that that I learned to sing.
这里有个歌我学会的。
Possibly you've sung it as well.
也许你也唱过。
Simply reminds us that God is able in every situation.
神是在任何环境之下都是能够做的。
To trust Him that He will not fail because He is God.
相信他，他绝对不会让我们失望，因为他是神。
He cannot fail.
他绝对不会使我们失望。
That's His promise.
这是他的应许。
This is a great passage of Scripture for me, and maybe it speaks more to me today.
这个我们今天念的这个经文实在是一个很好的经文。这个可能对这个讲员来讲，这个对他这段经文，对他讲的他的领受更多。
Yet I believe that every one of you brothers and sisters at some time at some point have gone through a drought in your life.
我相信弟兄姐妹在你们的人生中间，也许有些时候会经过这个一段干旱的季节。
And maybe you're even going through that drought at this time in your life.
也许今天在你生命中间，尤其经过这个干旱的季节。
The promise that I offer to you this morning is God does not fail.
这个我今天能够给你带来的这个一个答案，就是说神是绝对不会让我们失望的。
And the question for you to answer.
这个问题要我们去解答的。
Are you willing to trust him by faith?
你愿意相信他可以解决你的问题吗？
Amen.
Amen.